So give me an example of, if you don't mind, and we can cut this.
Yeah.
Your first loss. What mistake did you make, bro?
My first loss was possibly like one of my biggest lessons.
Okay.
You know, I was young. I was on a 4-fight winning streak. This is like when I started MMA. Everything was happening very quick. And I fought someone that I really was like maybe 3 times better than him.
So
everyone I fought until that fight was considered better than me. And I don't know if I got a little bit cocky or I was like in such a hurry to beat him that I just like dug a hole and trapped myself in it. And I lost that fight and it was very depressing. It was so depressing. Like I never even thought or knew that, you know, I could recover from it. Like, alhamdulillah, I never ever was even close to even thinking suicidal thoughts. Like,
that
wasn't even something that ever crossed my mind.
Right.
But at some point, I was like, people that commit suicide because of depression, I kind of understand why they would do it. Like, it wasn't ever crossing my mind, but I was like, I kind of get where they're coming from because I just felt I got really famous really quick when I was young. Mm-hmm. And that fight, everyone watched it. Like, I'd go to the masjid, people would talk about it. I go to school, people would talk about it. Everywhere I went, people would talk about it and ask me questions. People thought I even sold the fight off and got paid because of how much they didn't expect me to lose that fight.
And it's beautiful how you said, I understand what people that commit, I understand what world they were in. I see it. But I choose not to go. So did you have people around you that were like in your corner, literally and metaphorically? Like,
So that's what helped me really bounce back was my dad was always in my corner. Inshallah. He was with me in the fights and training camp at the fights. And then I was just feeling so upset. And alhamdulillah, my dad's also an imam. So he's an imam and he's also an MMA trainer. So, you know, I just tell him like, well, dad, you know, why? Like, Why? You know, like, why did I lose? Like, I did everything. Mm. I trained. So, and I'm a better Muslim than that guy. I'm a better fighter. Like, you know, I said everything. I was like, so why did Allah choose me to lose? Like, why? Why me not? Why didn't he lose? You know? Mm-hmm. And then my dad started telling me, like, okay, calm down. Don't say anything. Mm. That, you know, this is a little dangerous. Now you're on the lines of like, you know, saying things that are wrong. So he humbled me real quick, got me to calm down. Mm. Then he said, you're a fighter, right? You fight. Mm-hmm. You fight. That doesn't mean you're winning every second of every day. It means you fight. So whether you have an opponent and you beat him, you won the fight. If you lost, then you have to fight back. Mm-hmm. And if it's not that same opponent, you fight back within yourself. Like
the
shaitan and the loss itself. Yep. And now you're being tested. And that's really it. You know, he always told me, like, even when I won big fights, you know, we'd celebrate, we'd be so happy. He's like, by the way, this could still be a test. Like, it's still part of that test. You know how when you lost, you were tested? Mm-hmm. This win could also be a test, so use it for the good. And alhamdulillah, I still have my mom and I still have my dad. They're always there to, like, just humble me and keep me in check no matter what. But that lesson that my dad father gave me was to always fight back no matter what. Like, I mean, you could be in rock bottom, just fight back, rise up, and always try to find a way. Tougher things that you go through in life, and then you're like, complaining isn't gonna do anything. Let me just fight back. And that's where I start to think, what are the steps that I'm gonna do to fight back?